Today is Sunday, the 29th of May, and on this Sabbath day, we are joining millions of Christians around the world in the global prayer movement, Thy Kingdom Come. Each day, we are meditating on the Bible and being encouraged by Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury. And so, as I enter prayer now, I pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter my scattered senses upon the presence of God. Creator God, who formed humanity from dust, breathe in me again. Revive and sanctify me by the power of your Spirit. Set my heart on fire with the good news of your gospel. I choose to rejoice in God's nourishing word today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 119. Your eternal word, O Lord, stands firm in the heaven. Your faithfulness extends to every generation, as enduring as the earth you created. Your regulations remain true to this day, for everything serves your plans. Today, I am reflecting on the benefits of setting my heart on God and His nourishing word.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
Milk in the Bible as a word often stands for blessing and abundance. What is this milk which strengthens and feeds us to grow in this new life? I think it's the Word of God. Through the Bible, through the call of the Holy Spirit on our hearts, we're fragile, but God's Word strengthens us.
God's word is a blessing to me, the source of my life, the source of my wisdom, hope, and strength. God's word is the only food that can satisfy my soul's hunger and quench my soul's thirst. Lord, may your word strengthen and feed me, refreshing my weary and yearning soul. As I open my Bible this morning and meditate on your word, let my soul find a nourishing feast that you have so lovingly prepared. Lord, I pray for someone I know, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, or even a family member whose soul is weary and yearning right now. Let your word bring hope and renewed strength. As I return to the passage, I listen out for any particular word or phrase that the Holy Spirit seems to be highlighting for me personally.
Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
What word or phrase jumped out at me from these verses? I am captured by the word crave, the idea of an unrestrained hunger. Peter is not describing a passive or polite feeling, but a strong and a deep desire for God. Lord, create in me an unrestrained hunger, a craving for your word. Let it forever remain in my heart and on my lips. Help me to meditate on your word day and night, so I might live in accordance with what you say in it. And now, as I prepare to take this time of prayer into the coming day, the Lord who loves me says in Psalm chapter 1, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night." May this day bring Sabbath rest to my heart and my home. May God's image in me be restored and my imagination in God be restored. May the gravity of material things be lightened and the relativity of time slow down. May I know grace to embrace my own finite smallness in the arms of God's infinite greatness. May God's word feed me and his spirit lead me into the week and into the life to come. Amen.